Okay, so let's move forward here. I'm going to call the Thursday, October 8th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Diebel, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Glenn Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
I'm proud to say we have a full house and a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Item B, approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 17th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to vary the agenda. Move to item D1, Torbison Shows LLC, Holiday Craft and Gift Expo at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. The applicant is here, Mr. Torbison. This is probably year, what, 50? Any issues with this? Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for Holiday Craft and Gift Expo for a property located at 6000 West Bryan Road, otherwise known as the Sports Complex?
Move approval.
Second. Which?
Discussion? Commissioner Hogan.
With those changes or what do I want to say? Recommendations from
staff.
Staff.
Is that your motion?
Mr. Haley? That would be fine. Agreed.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. We'll move back to item C1, Carlisle Interconnect Technologies Incorporated Light Manufacturing Operating Operations Facilities Expansion. This is a rezoning application moving 3.7 acres from the industrial park to the business park. Mr. Diebel, you have a public hearing notice. Do the overview first. Sorry, I varied from my own agenda.
As the map on the screen shows, this property is located both within business park PDD 18 as well within the industrial park PDD number 7. Specifically, this darker colored area is the current property. Used to be three parcels combined into one by land combination permit. This was the original parcel that was part of the PDD number 7, still is part of PDD number 7, zoned PDD number 7. The applicant is asking to remove that from PDD 7 and then change the boundary between these two to include this now as part of PDD 18. Staff has no objection to that. It is cleaning up an issue to make this whole thing simpler and easier to understand. As I could note, as it did in the staff report, the land combination permit did point out that all the standards for the entire property are from the PDD 18. So PDD 18 standards apply for the entire shaded in area, but this would make it cleaner. Instead of having split zoning on this property, it would be all one zoning. So staff's recommending approval. In addition, the applicant's also asking for an amendment to PDD 18 to allow no setbacks within the interior property boundaries, because as I mentioned before, this originally was platted, subdivision plats, as three separate parcels combined into one, but the PDD still refers to property boundaries, setbacks from those, protective standards, I think, did that too. So they want to just make that clean as well by changing the PDD standards, PDD 18, to state that for interior parcel lines or property boundaries, there are no setbacks if it's owned by common ownership and it's also been combined by land combination. So staff has no problem and no change or condition with either of those.
So a related question before the Plan Commission and the public hearing is, should this be part of the business park and take this section out of the industrial? Mr. Diebel, you have a public hearing notice to read?
Yes, sir. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 8th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the City of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Carlisle Interconnect Technologies, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0412 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 7, Franklin Industrial Park, in part to remove the approximately 3.7-acre western portion of the property and to amend Section 15-3.0423 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 18, Franklin Business Park, to add that approximately 3.7-acre area and to allow for a 30,000 square foot addition to the existing building and approximately 75 additional parking spaces for the property located at 5300 West Franklin Drive.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. I will now open the public hearing for public comment. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter in this public hearing?
I'm Matt Reisig. I'm the manufacturing manager for Carlisle Interconnect. I was asked to just give a general overview about the company. Previously known as ECS, Carlisle acquired ECS 6 years ago in October of 2009. Previously, ECS was a leading aerospace manufacturer of raw wire and cable harnesses for aerospace applications. Since Carlisle acquired the company, we've expanded our capabilities to include other market segments as well, primarily through some of our sister factories. Those also include the medical industry, industrial, test and measurement, space, and military and defense. The product lines that we manufacture out of this location continue to be the wire and cable harness assemblies, but we also have a full metal fabrication capabilities as well, complete with the ability to work with bar stock, sheet stock, aluminum. We can mill, bend, form metal into a variety of different types of structures that include tray assemblies, shelves, racks, and other provisions. When it comes down to it, the types of products that we produce out of this factory are electrical and mechanical provisions for aerospace applications. So all the systems that connect everything from the cockpit to other parts of the aircraft are what we produce, and the deliverables that we send to our customers allow them to take their computers, plug them in, and they're ready to install. In addition to the manufacturing, we also have a full engineering staff on site with approximately 60 design engineers, so that we work very closely with the FAA and are able to get a certified design in addition to certified production parts for the markets that we serve.
Thank you, Ben. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Seeing no one coming forward, I will close the public hearing. I'll move on and take action on this item. Again, it's just moving one to another in terms of business parts. Commissioner Haley.
Yes, it seems very straightforward. I do have a couple questions that hopefully staff can help me with that'll just allow me to better understand the action in front of us. And I guess I'm going to reference the resolution, Section 2. And Joel, you explained about the interior lines, but in 99, the parcels were all aggregated into one. So theoretically, the interior lines disappeared, so I'm wondering why we're having to strike that out of the language, other than you seem to imply that it's just other references to those former lines.
Yep, and the subdivision plats still exist showing those property lines. So again, Jesse can correct me if I'm wrong, the city attorney can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's really just to make it clearer that those things don't apply by going straight to the source, going straight to PDD 18 and making that change, other than referring back to another document, you know, the land combination permit, and somebody else being confused by going back to another document, the subdivision plat that still shows those lines.
Mr. City Attorney.
Only that land combination permits are a local creature, and they are not necessarily common. And once upon a time, a long time ago, I was surprised to find out that when you see a survey map or the like, from Milwaukee County, and there's a little slash line across one of the lot lines that started with the City of Franklin Land Combination permit. When and actually, it was Ms. Maderick, the late Ms. Maderick in the clerk's office. Historically, hearsay was she was yelling at the Register of Deeds that it's a land combination permit, it's one parcel, and now that kind of goes around statewide with the little slash on it. But in the real estate world, it is a relatively unique animal. Therefore, you have title companies and the like wanting clarification on these issues. But this particular issue, boiled down, really comes down to, well, it's a combined parcel, and you have buildings across lot lines, but yet your PDD code requirements say you can't build within X number of feet of a lot line, so that should not apply to a land combination permit, and that's all the change does.
Understood. And I believe they call those tie bars, those little slashes.
Yeah.
Okay. In section two, on page four, the third line down, I think we're missing the word to. After apply, should read apply to any interior property lines. Minor. Resolution, page four, third line from the top.
It's on the record, that's fine.
Very good. Then a question on section three, and this makes much sense, but I'm wondering, we've got the tag on of or constructed after such date. Why would we allow something after this date moving forward to be constructed in a non-conforming manner?
Which is that?
Which?
Section two?
Yes.
Any structure or structure, I'm sorry,
section
three,
isn't.
Forgive me. Any structure or structure installation existing prior to the effective date of this ordinance, that makes sense. Why would it also apply to construct it after such date? Because in theory, we wouldn't allow that to happen. Philosophical question, maybe.
And, all right, let's take a breath for a moment. We'll decide who gets that question. Ms. Tomchak?
Where's the ordinance? My name is Debbie Tomchak. I'm the attorney representing Carlisle. And what you don't see up on this screen, in the blue area, we have three lots, as you indicated. There's already a building that straddles lots one and two. We're now actually proposing to do a third expansion of the property, another 30,000 square foot addition, which will now straddle, again, lot lines. So we're about to undertake that kind of a building expansion.
But wouldn't that be done with the authorizations you're about to move forward on building inspections? I'm just wondering, in what scenario might something be constructed in the future that would be non-conforming without action by the council?
You bailed out pretty quick, Mr. City Attorney. Boy, I've never seen you do that before.
All this Section 3 does is say, this is adopted for now and evermore. If you have a land combination permit, you don't have those interior setbacks, which is essentially common sense when you get down to it. Back in the 80s, when the land combination permit ordinance was written, apparently somebody didn't think about it. Well, what about all these other setbacks? And when you're combining parcel, they had a vision of, well, it is one parcel, but it's not one parcel. So when you come to legal descriptions and you still have these lines. So it just says, from now on, in the business park, if you have a land combination permit, you don't have these interior lot lines being used as setback markers. And somebody could recommend changing the UDO to include a general when you have a land combination permit. Part of the result of that is that you don't have interior setbacks from the property lines on the combined parcels.
Got it.
I think that makes sense. Maybe it's constructed after the date of this ordinance.
Sure.
Okay. Belts and suspenders for down
fix,
the line,
yeah.
And something else.
Yeah. For understood. Someone else, for a different property.
Okay.
Because it's a logical result of a land combination.
Then the other question for Joel is, can you foresee where this may have negative impacts for any other parcels of existing properties we've got?
Not that we're aware of. I know we've done this before in some of the OL1 and OL2 and the Civic Center, where we've added a language after the fact to those zoning ordinances to remove those building setbacks on interior parcel lines or property lines. I think it's a good indication. It's something that could be common when you start to do mixed-use development with multiple parcels and combining properties to come up with a bigger, more dense, better development. That was not anticipated in the UDO. That was not anticipated in all these older PDDs. So in those scenarios, a parcel line separating buildings and parking lots when they're separate projects, it makes a lot of sense. But now when you're doing a project in a whole, multiple buildings, multiple phases on one building, now it doesn't make as much sense. As long as we keep the exterior property boundary setbacks, you know, I'll never say never, but I can't anticipate any
problems. None that you're aware of. Okay. Generally, like I said, this makes sense. I was able to listen. I had some questions about landscaping, which isn't in front of us. It sounds like that's been resolved.
Commissioner Fowler.
Just one quick question. This is for PD for 18, not for 7 and 18.
Moving 7 to 18.
It's moving 7 to 18, but this idea about these lines is going to cover both or just 18? I'm sorry. Not to beat a dead horse. Probably not.
There's a separate action, which was recommended by the Economic Development earlier, but it's a council decision to amend the covenants for the industrial park,
which
would do the same
thing. Okay. Get rid of those interim. Okay.
Mr. City Engineer, you had technical corrections that were taken care of already?
I believe some technical corrections were
taken care of. I passed them to the two attorneys.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a anything else? Mr. City Attorney.
The corrections they're speaking of is in the legal description.
Correct.
It'll be taken care of by the time it gets to the council.
Motion to recommend approval and ordinance to amend 15-3.0412 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan to Development District Number 7, Franklin Industrial Park, to remove approximately 3.7 acre area of property and to amend 15-3.0423 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District 18, which is known as the Franklin Business Park, to add that approximately 3.7 acres of area of property and to allow for an approximate 30,000 square foot, thank you very much, addition to the existing building and approximately 75 additional parking spaces, and to eliminate required setbacks for interior parcel lines where contiguous parcels have been combined by the land combination permit. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? There is no discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.